This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1134. Get this, the way to show confidence in your storytelling.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you have a story to share? How can you signal to someone that you have something interesting to talk about to be sure that they listen? Today, get all of the tools you need to do this in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, Michelle. I'm waking up here. We're recording super early in the morning, but with every episode we record, I just wake up more and more.
Yes, we get more and more energy. Yes, it's very exciting. Oh my gosh. But get this, Lindsay. I went to a party this weekend and I met Lady Gaga.
No way, really?
No, but wouldn't that be cool? That would be quite a story, right?
Did you see the movie A Star is Born, by the way?
No, I didn't. And I really want to. Is it really good?
I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Yeah, it is good. It's good. I mean, I personally didn't think it was as good as everyone said, like that it deserved to win all these Grammys or whatever the awards Oscars. Are that they win. Oscars. Yeah, Oscars. That's what I mean. But sorry, I get confused which awards go to what.
Funny because last episode we were talking about not knowing a lot about pop culture and then you're like, oh, the Grammys. No, it's fair so that you would think the Grammys. Yeah. It's fair.
No, it's so true. You're right. You're right. Oh my gosh. But I think the best part of the movie was the music. No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, wow. Awesome music. And it was all an original soundtrack that they created together. And I didn't know that Bradley Cooper was a singer.
Right. I know. That's a lot of surprises. Yeah. But I actually really, really want to see that movie. So, there's a lot of the Oscar movies that I wanted to see. I really wanted to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my gosh. You have to see that one. That was my favorite this season. I love it. It's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I have to. Like, that's like an emergency movie. That's like the first one I have to see. I really want to see. I love Queen's music.
Yeah. You're in Florida right now. So just go to a movie theater. Go and just enjoy an afternoon at the movies. You know what I mean?
That would be nice.
Get yourself some popcorn and just do it. Go.
That sounds good. Oh yeah. My gosh. So that's funny. So, okay. Now, today we have a listener question. I don't know if our listeners heard this, but how did I start to tell you my Lady Gaga story? What was the little two words that I used?
You said, get this.
Ooh. Get all right. This. Yeah, did that sound natural to you? Do you say that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, people say it for sure. It alerts people that some kind of exciting news is coming, right?
Exactly. So today we have a listener question about what get this means. Yes. So could you read it for us, Lindsay?
Yes, but before we do that, I want to remind our listeners real quick. Is that okay, Michelle, if I just mention
this? That's more than perfect.
Okay. Guys, remember, we are coming out to Japan. We're coming to Tokyo at the end of May. And if you haven't signed up yet, you should go over and check out and see if there are any tickets left. We're recording today's episode in advance. So at this point, you want to go over and check if there are still spots available. We're going to be running you through the Power English method, immersing you in English with native speakers in Tokyo. It's awesome, guys. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Japan and sign up today. It's going to be good.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So the listener question today is from Rasha.
Yeah, Rasha. Okay. So here's the question. Hey, I've heard my friends say, get this, before they talk about something that happened to them at work or something. Maybe you can make an episode about this phrase. Thank you so much for the greatest podcast ever. Aww. Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Rasha.
That's awesome. So yeah. What is this all about, Michelle? What is this phrase, get this? What's it all about?
Well, it's all about storytelling. I mean, I think it's a great way to introduce what you're going to say, but it can't be something boring. Like, would you say, Lindsay, get this, I ate a sandwich for lunch today?
No, that's boring. That's not news, right?
Right. Like, maybe if there was something really interesting about the sandwich or something, you know, but it wouldn't just be like, get this, I ate a sandwich for lunch today. What did you do today? Like, exactly. You know, yeah. I would use it when something is very unique or interesting or funny. Like, if I did meet Lady Gaga, I would use get this.
Oh my gosh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, so it's about kind of telling a story that's fun and unique and kind of novel, right? Novelty. Or it's about like news. Something just came out in the news. Hey, get this, I heard about this scandal or something. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, it's about something that's new and interesting.
Right, right, right. For another example, could be like, get this, Lindsay, I couldn't find my phone all afternoon, but I finally found it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. So that's kind of more storytelling. So that's a good use of it, too. Absolutely. Your phone was in the fridge? Oh, my gosh, that's bad.
No, not really. But I could see it happening. Like, I would not put it past me.
Yeah. Hey, get this, Michelle. I accidentally left my grocery bag full of groceries at the store. Thankfully, they still had it for me when I got back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. This person is making a lot of mistakes. We have to be more present. People always tell me that I have to be more present. So,
oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah. So, I mean, I love this question and the topic because it's all about connection. And I mean, you could just say the story without the introduction, right? You could just say, Lindsay, I couldn't find my phone all afternoon, but I finally found it in the fridge. But it wouldn't be nearly as fun. And I think people may miss what you are saying because it's a signal to listen. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, part of for you guys at your level, part of, you know, really mastering English is getting to the point where you signal for people to listen to you. You know what I mean? Having that variation, having those tools where you're not just going into what happened. You're preparing people, perking up their ears. You know?
Right. Exactly. I mean, so guys, we've done similar episodes to this that will make you a better storyteller in English. So Lindsay, what's one of the ones that our listeners could head over to?
Yeah. So I like this one. This was episode 463, how to hook people with your riveting stories in English. That's really good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And what else?
Such a good skill. Episode 549 was how to catch people's attention using one interesting phrase, kind of along the same tone of this, right? Catch people's attention, get them to listen to you guys. So go over and search for those. You can also get them on the blog at allearsenglish.com/episodes. Type in the number and you'll get that right there on the blog.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, good stuff. So Lindsay, I mean, I think it's interesting because the word this is often used in these situations, like in get this. So what is the this, right? What is this?
It's the story that you're going to tell, right? It's the interesting part, the surprising part.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So that's basically, it's funny because it really doesn't mean anything. Get this. But it's like, I'm introducing something interesting. That's this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there are other ways to say it if you don't want to say get this, right, Michelle?
Right. And so you can use this to get people to listen to your story without get. So what else? What else could you say?
Well, you could always say, listen to this. And I like this one too. Hey, listen to this. Right. It's also just as kind of colloquial and fun as get this, I think. You know, listen to this. I gained 5 pounds this month, but my trainer says it's all muscle.
Right. Exactly. So that's a good one. That's a pretty natural one, I think.
Yeah. What's another? Hey guys, if you love All Ears English, then make sure you don't miss any of our bonus episodes. The only way to make sure of that is by hitting subscribe on your podcast player right now. So go ahead and hit subscribe and you'll get a notice every time we release an episode. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another one is, you'll never believe this, or wait, sorry. Okay, you can do two things. You can either say, you'll never believe this, or you'll never believe this one, right?
Yeah. Why do you say one there? What does that mean?
So it means like this particular situation, this story. It's a little bit more specific, I think. And I think when you say you'll never believe this one, it could almost be something a little bit sarcastic or frustrating, especially if you say it like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's hard to explain why that is sarcastic, but some of it would be in the tone of voice and some of it would be in kind of just noting that it's like, it should be just a mundane thing, but this other thing happened. Kind of surprising, as you're saying, Michelle, right?
Right. So if you just say, oh, you'll never believe this, it could be like, oh, more of a just general thing. But I think when you add one and you stick that intonation in there, or if you just say, you'll never believe this, right? In a bad way, you know, you could use it to even talk about negative things. So like, for example, Lindsay, you'll never believe this one. My boss totally screwed up the meeting time and now we all have to stay late.
Ooh, okay, that's good. You know, I'm glad you brought up the one that we could add here, because I think this deserves a totally separate episode of when we might add one at the end of a sentence when we're kind of telling a story or talking about something, because it's pretty significant the way in American English, at least, we use this sarcastic intonation with this word.
Right. And it's almost like when I say it, it's almost like maybe I've talked to you about things that this person has done before.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this one out of many situations. Like, oh, I've already talked to you about this. So get this one. Like, listen to this one.
Exactly.
A new one, but it's similar to other things that have happened in the past.
Exactly. That's a good point. That's what I was thinking too. It's like, you shouldn't be surprised that this happened because things like this have happened before, you know,
with
this person, with your boss, maybe, for example.
Right. Or just in like a similar situation, like maybe like I'm always having to cancel plans or something like that. And so I'm like, okay, so maybe it's not the boss, but maybe it's just like a common situation that I have to constantly change plans around.
I like it. Okay, that's good. We're coming back to that. For that topic, for sure, someday, at some point.
Yes, I will write it down.
Okay.
What's another one, Lindsay?
Okay, so you got to hear this. And here's an example. You got to hear this. My flight doesn't leave until 11 a.m., but I have to get there at 6 because my friend is worried about how long it will take to get through security.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to talk about flying. I've been flying too much in the last month. No more flying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you need a break.
Yeah, I need a break.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's just another good one. You got to hear this, right? You know, these really perk people's ears up. I think like,
they do.
What? I have to listen. Like instead of just starting out, like it just shows, you know, I think that we may have talked about this before with just the signaling, you know, things to signal, that it's time to really listen because this is a good, interesting thing.
And I think it also signals confidence because it signals that you have the confidence to tell people, hey, they should listen to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to say something. And I think that can really set the tone really nicely, guys. So really think about using this. If you're at that level, and a lot of you guys really are at that level where you're ready to add these things to your language. So go for it.
Exactly. All right. So, Lindsay, sorry to talk about flying more, but we're going to do a role play about it. Going to tell me about something that happened to you on the way to the airport. One last trip.
Okay. One last trip. And then we won't fly again for another couple months, right?
Yes. No more flying role plays even. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Lindsay, so how was your flight?
Oh, it was good. But get this. The Uber driver's GPS broke down and we couldn't find our way because my phone was dead.
Oh my gosh. So what did you do?
You'll never believe this one. We actually went to a gas station and asked for directions the old-fashioned way.
That's crazy. Did it work?
Yes, thank goodness.
Okay, good. All right, guys. So we didn't use all of the phrases in this one, but you know, this is pretty natural how some of these would be used.
Yeah. What happens when technology breaks down? We go with the old fashioned way.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. Yeah, people don't know directions anymore. I never knew directions, so
yeah,
this is GPSs are very important to me.
Yeah, I just think it's a lot safer having a GPS because back in the day, even when I took my first cross-country road trip, we didn't have that. That was 2002, yeah. Right? And yeah. So all we had was a map. And so we'd be driving, like entering these big cities like Dallas or Atlanta. Yeah. And we'd be like, oh no, you have to turn there. It's so dangerous. If you miss your turn, you're afraid to not make that turn. So you make the turn at the last minute and maybe cause an accident. Whereas with the GPS, you can just keep driving and then it just recalculates for you.
Right. So. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness for those things. You know. So you told me this story. So what did you say, Lindsay, to signal that I should listen?
I said, oh, it was good, but get this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted you to listen. Sorry. So just signaling that you should listen, right?
Exactly. And then the other thing you said was, oh, you'll never believe this one. We actually went into a gas station and asked for directions. So I think, why do you think you would use one in this situation? You could have also just said, you'll never believe this, right?
Yeah. I think it just adds to the fact that it's kind of ironic. It's kind of sarcastic and it's surprising. You know, because that doesn't happen in 2019.
Right. So it's like, you'll never believe like this like crazy story or something like that could be like one. So yeah, I think you're right. Like one is a little bit complex because it may not, I mean, maybe you're saying this one because you get into these situations. So you're saying this one out of many situations, but maybe not. So it's a little complex. It's not necessarily only if it's a repeated situation.
Yeah, I agree. Michelle, we're going to have to circle back to that. And in that other episode that we'll do later, guys, we will like categorize out the reasons that we might use one at the end. If you're not totally clear, don't panic. We're going to come back to it.
That's all right. Yeah. So this has been fun. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, I mean, guys, it's crucial to have a phrase to let people know, you know, what kind of story you're going to tell or just that you're going to tell a story, right? Because what's the point of telling a story if people aren't listening to you? That's what it comes back to. And also so that you can gain confidence because you see them listening to you and that makes you feel better about your own language skills. So, you know, grab a couple of these phrases and give them a try. That's what I would say. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good to have a phrase to kind of let people know what kind of story we're going to tell. Like, and this goes with not only the words, but the intonation, right? So if I say, get this, right? It sounds like excited. Like I met Lady Gaga. Or if I just say, get this, like the subway broke down again, or you'll never believe this one, right? The subway was late, right? So we have to show people though that if we think it's a worthwhile story and that they're going to have a reaction to it. Either they'll be surprised, they'll laugh, they won't believe it, right? So I think this really is sending those important signals. And the word this is a special one to use in, you know, different phrases in these situations.
So true, Michelle.
Important.
Yeah, that is so true. I love it. I mean, this is how connection is created, right? Between people. It's not by having perfect grammar. It's by doing these things, right, that help you really connect and have that good conversation. I love it. So good. Yeah. Okay, Michelle, this has been great. Thanks for hanging out today.
Yeah, thank you. This has been fun. And yeah, good question to our listener. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.